step on a crack and break your mother's back. Remember that? When we were children, as we'd walk along the street, walk along the sidewalk, we'd play a game, step on a crack and you break your mother's back. And we were very careful not to step on the cracks. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byrley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Step on a crack and you break your mother's back. Well, now, as children, we were very careful not to step on a crack. We didn't want to hurt our mother. We didn't want to bring any damage to our mother. We wanted to be very careful. Now, we believed in this. Now, we didn't believe it, but we believed it. And we were very careful as we played the game that we did not step on any cracks. We were very careful to walk judiciously, walk carefully, walk with our eyes downward, to make sure that there were no cracks where we stepped. And this was something we put into our consciousness as little children. It's something we put into our consciousness as we were growing up, and we still have it in our consciousness. We have all sorts of little childhood sayings that we learned as we were children, and we said them so often. And as they're said in our presence, or as the children say them today, we remember, oh yes, we said that too. We said that too. Who is it who creates the child narration? Who is it who gives the children these little ditties to sing about and talk about? And the answer is the adult. Oh, other children pass them on, but they get them from adults. When it comes down to just really, where does it come from? It comes from adults. Now, why would an adult put such a miserable idea into the mind of a child? Why would an adult put the boogeyman into a child's mind? Why would an adult put the idea that God lives up in heaven and that when God walks around, there's thunder, and when it's rain, God is crying, and all these other things? Why would we have put stories like that into children's minds? Well, it's a fairy tale. It's a fanciful thing. And it's something that we think that we can say with immunity. And we must ask ourselves, can we really say that with immunity? Can we really say that with impunity? Can we really say that without responsibility on our part for what is the feeling that the child is going to have? For what is the feeling that is going to come out of these, whether it's in the present moment or days to come or as they pass it along or even years to come or generations to come? Oh, yes, yes. Rock-a-bye baby in the treetop. When the bough breaks, the cradle will drop. Down will come baby, cradle and all. Rock-a-bye baby in the treetop. This is a melody that parents sing to their children, believe it or not. It's a little ditty that came out of the plague times when the world was all in very difficult straits and people were dying very difficult deaths and tremendously. Whole communities were dying, whole areas and hundreds and thousands of people died in the plagues. And all the little rhymes that came out of that time, they all speak of the troubles the plague brought, you know. And we could go into detail on it, but there's no sense to doing it. Once is enough. Rock-a-bye baby is enough to tell us that these are very serious terms that have been given, and they were given hundreds of years ago. Hundreds of years ago. And they come down to us today as fresh and new as though they were just off the printing press, just off of mother's lips. And indeed, they are just off of mother's lips. Naughty little tales, naughty little stories, naughty little feelings. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. We remember all these things. Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall. All of these little merry rhymes, they all come out of that time. All the tragedy of that time. Now, growing up with these little ditties and with these little tragedies in our mind, and we still turn out to be reasonably good people, how much better people, how much more wonderful people could we turn out to be if we, instead of having having little ditties that come out of the plague area, would create ditties of our own that come out of our own positive thinking, our own positive living, our own positive way of seeing life. We can do this. We know how to do that. We tell our children, always tell the truth. Well, what is the truth about a child? You tell a child, you are my child. You are my love child. You are a child born of love between Daddy and me. We chose to have you and bring you into our world, and we are so happy you're here. Now, those are beautiful thoughts. And they could go on into many other ways where you tell your children how wonderful they are. Do you know that your great-great-great-great-grandfather was a genius, and that he was the mayor of the town, and these other people were this and that, and all the other generations coming down the line? Name all the great ones, all the ones who had achieved prominence, all the ones that achieved. And if you can't think of any, then use another illustration. Never lie, because if you tell a true a falsehood, your heart is going to be telling, you're telling a falsehood, and it'll be detected right away. Always tell the truth. Always give the full story of what is right and good and beautiful and wonderful. Sweetheart, do you know what I did? What, Mommy, what? I made your special food tonight for supper. Spaghetti and meatballs. Oh, Mommy, that's great. Oh, Mommy, Mommy, you're so wonderful. Well, sweetheart, I love you, and I knew you would love it, and I made it just for you. Now, can we share it with your brothers and sisters and your daddy? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, let's do that. Now, isn't that a beautiful, not a fairy tale, but isn't that a beautiful tale? A tale of truth, a tale of love, a tale of joy, a tale of sharing, a tale of giving, a tale of doing things because it's a joy and a wonder to give. Many other things can be said in our life. We don't need Jack and Jill falling down a hill. We don't need Humpty Dumpty falling off a wall. We don't need the baby's crib falling down out of a tree, rock-a-bye baby. All we need, if we need anything at all, is positive love. Positive love. If each one of us, were to take just a few minutes, right now, after we listen to this talk, take just a few minutes and write down all of the positive things that it'd be nice to say to our children, for them to live on, have their ideals built upon, and say it now. Say to your son and daughter, did you know that you're a genius? Hi, why am I a genius? Well, you are able to think for yourself. You are able to listen to ideas that are spoken by other people, learn ideas in school, and put them all together to come up with your own point of view. You're a genius. Oh, gee, Mom, thanks. That's great. Gee, Dad, that's wonderful. Thanks a lot. And you go on, my daughter, I am so proud of you. When I saw you out in the front yard talking to little Mary, who had just fallen off her bike and scraped her knees and was crying her head off, and you went up to her and you said, Mary, you are wonderful. You ride that bike so nice, but I fell off. So what? We all fall off now and then. But get back on now and ride again. And Mary gets back on the bike, her knees not hurting because she's pumping that bike. Now, Mary, keep watching where you're going and keep going straight ahead and don't pump faster than you can turn the steering wheel comfortable. Okay, thanks. Thank you. And you say to your daughter, I'm so proud of you for talking to Mary like that. Where did you learn that? Well, Daddy taught me that. And where did you learn this? Mommy taught me that. Where did you learn all the beautiful attitudes you have in life? Well, I really learned them because I listened to God in me, and God in me says, I am a nice girl. I am a thoughtful girl. I am a loving girl. And do you think that God is right? Oh, yes. God don't make no mistakes. God's always doing everything right, and God in me is right, and I listen to God all the time. What a wonderful story to have. What a wonderful truth to know. Where did you learn that? Well, Mommy, you tell me that all the time. But one time, I heard Dad telling that to the neighbor kids. The neighbor kids? Yeah. They were saying that God is terrible, and God is hell, and God is damnation, and God is ugly, and God is always doing mean things to people, and God is always trying to hurt people and trying to make people obey what God wants. And Dad said, okay, let's just sit down once. Who do you think God is? And Dad explained to them and to us who God is, that God is in each one of us. That's what Jesus said. God is in each one of us, and God loves us, and God wants good for us. And when we make a mistake, that's hell, that's damnation, but it's not God's fault. We made a misdirection in our understanding of what God in us wants us to do. Well, my goodness sakes, your dad talked that big stuff to the neighbor children? Oh, yeah, they were listening. They were really eager to hear, and I was too. I wanted to know how to tell that to other people too, because many people say to me, who's God? Where is God? And God is this, and God is that. And I want to be able to say, God is all that is good in you and me, and that's all I know and all that I am. Well, I tell you, when my children go around saying these things, when my children go around and being a reflection of purity and goodness, when my children go around and people say to me of my children, you have the most beautiful son in the world. You have the most beautiful daughter in the world. They are so thoughtful, so loving. They are always interested in making everybody happy by the little things that they do every day of their life. I'm so happy that I met you and have you in my world, and that I have your kids in my world, because your kids are training my kids how to be super kids. And what a wonderful thing that is. And oh yes, what a wonderful thing it is. It's time that we let the merry-go-round ideas go away. Time that we let the rock-a-bye baby symbolism no longer be. We can say, rock-a-bye baby in the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. I can't think of another thing to say about it right now, so I won't. But see, you can say something about it. You can say something positive and something beautiful and something wonderful. And as you do, you are recreating the positive things of history and bringing them down to now, forgetting about the limitations that might have been, and realizing the truth that remains forever. Walk in this light as I choose to walk in this light, and watch how good you feel every moment of every day of your life. I love you. I love you. I love you.